Thank you for returning to listen to the sixth episode of the Fragile Mind series, Brian, presented by Broken Arts Entertainment.
Keep it down.
Okay, stop. Please, stop.
We're almost there.
Please, stop. I know you, don't I?
No, I've never seen you before in my life.
What are you? What's going on? Stop. Where are you taking me?
There are others.
Other what?
People like us.
What do you mean?
I don't know for sure, but there's something. This thing does something that suppresses or represses or blocks your old memories. Since mine was removed, I've been having more vivid flashbacks. Not just the incident, but also memories from, I think, before that. Good memories. I have good memories, not just the horrific ones.
Like what?
I have this one where I'm with this girl and we're in a hurry to get somewhere, but I'm leading her.
So, like right now?
No. I'm a kid. Teenager, maybe. There's this old man. His name is Gus or something, and he keeps yelling to the girl that I can't be trusted.
So, you're not a good guy, it sounds like.
I'm telling this girl where to go to save her life. I'm saving her life.
From Gus?
I don't know.
So, you think this is a memory from your childhood?
Yeah. See, the chip in my shoulder prevented me from remembering anything before the hospital.
Same. I'm the same way.
Removing the chip has also made me really sick. Oh, Carol says I might only have a few more days.
What was your name again?
Brian, I guess. The girl in the dream that I'm saving calls me Coffin or something.
Coffin? As in what you keep dead people in?
I know. It's very frustrating to not know.
Well, how do we get this thing out?
Carol.
Carol? Is she a doctor?
No, but she was one of them.
Them? What?
The employees. The people that were surrounding you at the restaurant. They all work as part of a system. There are hundreds of them or more, I don't know. But they keep you locked in until they can't use you anymore.
Oh my god, are you making this shit up?
I wish. But mine's so cloudy. But here's the deal. Carol was very specific about finding you. I don't know why, but she had to have you. We should go.
What do they use us for?
I don't know.
And who is they?
Please. Enough with the questions.
Tammy?
Shit.
It's Reuben.
That's not his name.
Well, it's how I know him.
We have to go.
Hold on.
Reuben?
Everyone, be calm, okay? What's your name?
Nope.
What do you want me to call you, then?
Nothing.
Look, your chip has been removed.
Yeah, so you can't fuck with my brain anymore.
I get that, I do, but you're going to die if you don't come in.
What if I was supposed to die? I think I was supposed to die.
That's not for me to decide. I just know that it's going to be painful and get worse.
Retza.
Who are you?
You can call me Carol.
As in, from before?
Yes. Obviously you tracked Tammy here. What's your move, Retza?
Reuben. Call me Reuben, please.
What's your move?
I haven't called it in yet.
Oh, a nonconformist.
Will someone tell me what's going on?
Brian, please take her to the hub. Thank you.
Okay.
So, you're a nonconformist, bucking the system.
You know, they removed all of the Carols.
I know, but I like the name.
Turned most of you into Laras.
Humiliating.
Brian, that's his name?
Sure.
He's going to die.
He knows.
Unless we can get him back and...
He doesn't know that. The burden that the Rejuvenation Center has placed squarely on his shoulders is overwhelming him.
Well, what do you plan on doing with Tammy?
Oh, I have big plans for Tammy.
Do you have JC?
Who?
JC Grafton.
Oh, I see what you're doing. We all have prizes. I get it.
Look, Carol, I'm going to follow you to your wherever. I'm going to turn off my location finder.
That's not happening. You think I'm going to trust you? Laughable.
You can't remove her chip.
Who said I was going to?
Listen, she needs to be back with her, you know.
Handlers.
Right, so please turn her over to
me. Reuben, what's going on? Handlers? What is all of this bullshit?
By all means, Reuben, explain this to her.
It doesn't matter anyway. Your memory will be erased once we get you back to the center.
If you get back.
What is going on?
You, there's, you were, Jenny Stapleton.
What?
You were convicted of murdering your husband in his sleep.
With a knife, right?
Yes, he had, passed out after drinking heavily. You had claimed it was self-defense, but, a jury had convicted you, despite wounds on your wrist consistent with being forcibly held. If he hadn't been passed out drunk, you probably wouldn't have been charged with anything. But the fact that you killed him after he had fallen asleep meant that the charge was moved to...
Oh my god.
You were given an opportunity to reset your life. Be an active, contributing member of society. But first, there were several tests you needed to get passed, and unfortunately, you failed a couple of them.
Well, it's been a rough couple of them.
Days.
What?
Days, technically. 5 days since your release into the beta version of this.
No, that's not true. I've been
Look, you're not going to believe a lot of what I say. Right? We use accelerated memory levers to speed up your life and catch you up to your real age. Kelly thought it would be better for you to have a partner.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I told you wouldn't believe a lot of what I say.
No, I believe some things I'm not attracted to. What about my parents?
What about them?
I have a picture of them, and a brother.
Oh, it's fake. I don't know anything about your parents.
Shit.
What about me?
I don't know, man. I don't know who you are. We're all divided amongst the 40 or so reboots.
Reboots?
Yeah, a reboot. That's what we call you guys.
Enough. What are you going to do, Retza?
I just want to take Tammy, and the rest is whatever. I don't need to know.
You'll just let us be?
Nothing is real. Nothing at all.
There are some real things, Tammy, but... right now we're building a memory bank to try and offset the memories that are lingering and create new ones. It's non-stop, but by the end of the 7 days, you will believe that you were in an accident and that you have experienced so much in your life that you couldn't help but believe it's all real.
You feel sorry for Tammy. I can see it. I can sense it.
What did you say?
I can sense that he has feelings. Caring feelings towards you.
Look, I know how hard it's been on Tammy. I've been with her for the last week, nearly every hour. That's a lot of time to try to get someone acclimated to a new world. And, well, yeah, I feel bad for her.
But, Retza, you're not supposed to emote.
Yet here I am, bucking the system, as you said.
Tammy, what do you want to do? You are coming to us on your own free will. Is that what you want?
I don't know. I don't understand any of this.
Look, she can't go back with you. We're running out of time. Let's go.
I don't know. I want to say I'd like to just go home and sleep and pretend that this never happened, but I can never sleep because of the... God, do I even sleep?
No. We've been working in shifts to accelerate your new memories.
Wait, is this real? Is this another test?
This is Retza. I have Tammy and we'll deliver her to the center in 10 minutes.
Don't touch me. You don't get to touch me.
See, Retza, she doesn't want to go with
you. You either! Don't come near me!
Tammy, it's not safe for you out here. You're so close to moving on, moving through all of this and gaining some freedom. In 1 hour, you're supposed to see the doctor about your inability to sleep, and they're going to prescribe you a drug that doesn't help with your sleep, but instead works with the chip in your shoulders to strengthen the wall against your own memories. If you don't
Did I choose this, or was this forced on me?
That's a tough one.
It was forced on you. You have no idea who you are. Let me guess, crime of passion? Not easily forgettable, but also not predisposed to committing more crimes? That's the category you fit into. But you are different.
How so?
Let's just say that, you have unique gifts. It's...
What did you say?
Which part?
Gifts?
Enough.
No, I want to hear this.
Yes, there's something special about you. Sadly, this isn't your first time through the center.
What?
You've been through it before.
As Jenny Stapleton.
Wow, you retained that name well.
Well, her name has come up before.
Has it?
Yes, so what's going on?
You are also Stephanie Joy Bradley.
Who? No, that doesn't matter. We need to go.
Stephanie, wait, there's something there. Hold on, that name, it means something.
You, what are you doing?
I'm not one of you.
Tammy, we need to go, now.
Who was she?
Now, we need to leave now.
She saved the world. You're her? I remember that. She saved the world.
Enough. Stop talking.
No, Reuben.
Damn it, Retza.
This is already a mess. We don't need to make it messier. Put down your weapon.
God, my head. Oof. Did I really kill someone?
Yes.
But not who you think.
Carol, stop. Now.
Just trying to fit some actual truth into the conversation.
Let's go.
Did I do good?
Yes, sweetie, you were great.
Not enough, right?
You did great. I still need you. Here, take this.
Thank you so much. Maybe this is the last one?
Maybe. We need to find the others still. I love you. Do you believe me?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Thank you for listening to the 6th episode of the Fragile Mind series, featuring Gwyneth Fraser, Ian Ashland, Adam Ferguson, and Lily Collins. Written, directed, and produced by Joe Swenson. Please join us for episode 7, Collateral Contributions, a standalone show.